Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by our Iowa Representative David Young. And Representative Young, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Always good to be with you and the listeners on Raccoon Valley Radio.
Absolutely. And yes, you know, lots has happened in the House, and actually we'll start it off. Now, Governor Kim Reynolds, he recently signed House File 2612. This is making modifications to area education agencies, also teacher pay getting a 2.5% increase, and establishing a state percent growth rate for supplemental state aid. Representative Young, are you satisfied with all these changes that have been made?
Well, I think the fact that we really took our time the past 3 months and talked to the stakeholders, superintendents, those who work at the AEAs, parents, teachers, I think we got this one right. You know, we wanted to make sure that there should be oversight over every state entity. At some point, you want to make sure that the taxpayers are getting the best bang for their buck, and that there's accountability there. And so we found that there's some changes that maybe needed to be made. Some didn't need to be made. We're keeping special education, which is so important for our parents and our schools. We're keeping special education with our area education agencies. They do a great job. We're also making sure that we do an overview and a study of the AEAs and involve all the stakeholders, which I mentioned, the AEA personnel, teachers, superintendents, parents, make sure that it's up to date, that the services are being met, that there's no waste going on, and that there's some flexibility as well, because we're finding a lot of school districts and superintendents want a little bit of flexibility with some of the funds that go to the AEAs, which could be used in their classrooms and in their schools, such as media service and other teachers and education services. And so we gave the schools some flexibility. We kept special education with the AEAs. And a big part of the bill as well is we put teacher pay into this bill. The first year, teachers' base salary starts at $47,500. The next year, we move that up to $50,000 a year. Our teachers deserve that. They probably deserve more. We look at the great heroes or mentors in our life, and for me, many of them were teachers. Same with a lot of the listeners. So we took care of paraprofessionals as well because they needed a pay raise. They're doing hard work in our schools. And then with that 2.5% increase in SSA education funds, you throw the teacher pay funds and increases on there. It's about a 5% increase in education dollars that the state is giving our public schools. And that's good. And they're going to use it for what they need to use it for, with great flexibility and accountability. I'm proud of this bill.
Governor Kim Reynolds, she's been real busy. Actually, on Friday, has signed House File 2653 into law. Now, this is a bill that actually applies here locally, allowing the Perry School District to use management levy funds to pay for retention bonus payments, and affirming that multiple actions being taken by the Department of Education to support the school district, obviously since the January 4th tragedy. Can you kind of just speak to this bill and just express how you feel about it?
Well, Perry is a strong community, and they're healing. Sometimes it takes some time because of the horrible tragedy that happened earlier this year. But this bill, and I'm so glad the governor signed it into law, responds to the needs of the Perry School District and the Perry community, really, here in Dallas County. It helps the school and community recover. The bill makes sure that it waives various state requirements, including required days and hours of instruction, and allow schools to offer retention bonuses to help keep school employees for the upcoming school year. Because what happened can really put a fear and scare into the current employees, Perry, and we wanted to make sure that they were seen, they knew that they were going to be paid attention to, and that we can offer them something to keep them within the Perry School District and keep them going on and keep fighting for their kids in the classroom. And they deserve this. And I'm so glad that the governor signed this into law. The bill was introduced by Carter Nordman, representative who represents Perry. I worked with him on the subcommittee and in the full committee on this, but the House, the Senate passed it. It made its way to the governor's desk, and I'm so glad it's signed into law for Perry.
Speaking here with Iowa Representative David Young, and thank you for detailing all of that, and thank you for all your hard work that you, the rest of the representatives, have been doing. Now, moving on to House File 2618. This was also passed, requiring teachers to take an assessment for teacher literacy and giving students personal plans to help them reach certain reading levels. Can you explain a little bit more behind this bill?
As a kid, I loved to read, and reading opens up so many opportunities and horizons and conversations and growth, you know, emotionally and intellectually. Students right now in Iowa, they're holding steady in their reading courses, reading scores, but I think, you know, we thought we could do better looking at the information out there. And so currently 35% of Iowa's third graders, they're not reading proficiently. Children who can't read by, they say, the third grade are four times more likely to drop out of high school. So we needed to address this. Of course, that dramatically increases their chance of being not having a good job or being arrested, using illegal drugs, having poor health, because they kind of fall out of society if you can't read. We're the only state in the country, as a matter of fact, that doesn't require competency in early literacy instruction for teacher licensures. This bill would require students in teacher prep programs to have to take the foundation of reading assessment. It also states that schools must report to parents if their student is not reading proficiently in grades 1 through 6. This is so important to make sure the parents are knowledgeable and involved as well in this process. And then the parents will then have the option to retain their student in the current grade level if they want. It also states that schools must provide students in K-6 with a reading plan until the student is reading proficiently. So this bill puts a real commitment behind reading literacy, supporting these kids, and also the tools that teachers need as well, and that parents need to know about too. So it's overdue. We can always do better, and reading just opens up so many opportunities, and being literate does, and so it's so important.
Thank you for offering your stance about that. Now we come to a close. Are there any other bills being worked on right now in the House?
Well, you know, there are some dogs and cats bills being looked at right now. We just got our budget targets, so we know the amount of money that we can appropriate, and we're going to increase spending by $500 million. We have the luxury of having some great revenue and some surplus in our general budget, and so we're going to make sure that we not only look down the road at tax relief further, but also make sure that those essential government services that people depend on are fully funded. And so that's why we're giving another $500 million in some really important spending. But a bill that I had talked about earlier on the program, which you may remember and some of your listeners, was an international physicians bill that I introduced. So we have a shortage of doctors and specialists in Iowa, and we want to make sure that Iowans, wherever they live, they can get in a reasonable amount of time to a great quality doctor and specialist. And so a bill that I introduced, it passed the House now, it's passed the Senate, it's on its way to the governor's desk, will allow international physicians to have an easier path to come to Iowa, to be in our communities, and to provide health care. It does not lower any kind of safety standards or qualifications. The State Board of Medicine will be overseeing this, and they'll make sure that only the best and the brightest will be able to be here. But it's so important because we need their experience. They will be tested with their knowledge. They'll have a background check. They'll have residency requirements. They'll have all the things that most homegrown physicians and specialists. This will help with our healthcare deserts. We're short of physicians, and I'm excited to see this being signed into law to bring some people to where they need to be for other Iowans.
We have been speaking here with our Iowa representative, David Young. Representative Young, thank you so much for detailing everything, sharing what's the latest going on in the House, and again, offering your stance with everything. And thanks for joining us here for our program today.
Well, it's always a pleasure. I love the dialogue and communication, and you all do a great job there at Raccoon Valley Radio. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And back at you. That is our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And once again, we've been talking to our Iowa representative, David Young, right here on Raccoon Valley Radio.